Welcome back to the Black Is 15-minute break with yours truly, KC Layman. We have another beautiful round table in the house tonight. Tonight's guests are Chris Layman, Nabil Stevens, Stacey Brewer, Dwan Cutler, Toria Williams, Tommy Blue, Darius Gray, Mr. and Mrs. CEO, DJ A. Ski, Inglewood Triz, and Greta Moore. And tonight's topic is Nip and Tuck, a white thing or a right thing, black people and plastic surgery. People, are we doing this now? Oh, is this what it's about? Is this the new shit?
I just got my Botox. This is A-Ski. I got my Botox this morning. I'm saying
I'm a pretty natural chick. I'm not into too many alterations to the body. I guess I'm not a fan of elective surgery. Let me say that. Unless I need to be put under anesthesia, I'm not. I don't want to get that close to death unless I'm sick.
You know.
But it's a personal thing. I've had people battle with me about wearing braces. Braces could be considered plastic surgery. I could just leave my teeth fucked up.
It's there's a difference between enhancement versus just destroying your body. You know what I mean? Or just low self-esteem. I mean, if you're a burn victim or something to that effect, then I could understand you taking such measures. You know what I'm saying? Because there have been issues where people have, you know, burn victims have suffered tremendously and they've had to have reconstructive surgery. But then to voluntarily do it is questionable. I think it's a thing where we're so caught up in such a media driven society as far as what images are being pushed. I think it's a thing where it's like a lot of these celebrities themselves have esteem issues. You know what I'm saying? With casting, there's a certain look that you have to have. But the only difference is they get paid to have that look. You just regular. You know what I mean? So it's like fall in love with yourself. It's a low self-esteem issue. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're going to have the surgery. You get this nip and tuck. You get the Botox or whatever. But, you know, at least the celebrity has an excuse. They're getting a check to have that image. You just got Botox at the end of the day. So I think it goes back to self-perception. And just really esteem at the end of the day.
I think it's that and our country's obsession with staying young. Yeah. Like 40 is the new 20, 50 is the new 30. So everybody trying to stay 20 instead of just aging gracefully is the reason why folks is shooting stuff in their forehead and in their lips and whatever.
Well, I beg to differ because you and I were talking about this and I said if I wasn't too scared, I would get breast implants. And it's not because I have low self-esteem, but there are certain dresses and certain looks where boobs look better in it. I mean, I'm going to still put on a hot dress and say I'm hot. And I'm not crying at night because my boobs aren't big. I never had big boobs. So I've said if I wasn't too scared, I would do it. I know friends that have done it after children. They've done lipo because they wanted to get rid of it. They didn't want to do the workout routine. They were real with themselves. Like, I don't want to go to the gym, so I'm going to make a sacrifice and go ahead and spend the money and get it together. So I think it's a little unfair to say everybody that goes under, everybody that does it, has low self-esteem.
This is Mrs. CEO. I agree with the age thing because my mother, she'll kill me, but I'm Mrs. CEO, so no one knows who she is. But she'll be 60 this year, and I think she has no wrinkles at all. But she is constantly finding, like, where's the new wrinkle cream? Like, maybe I need to get some Botox. Maybe I need to do all this stuff. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. Like, seriously, she has no wrinkles. But because she's 60... she thinks, oh, yeah, I'm older. And she has that, you know, thing where she's like, you know, black don't crack, you know, kind of thing. Right. So, you know I look better than, you know, other people. But she still is like, no, I got some ring. Look at my neck. You know, like she goes there. So, you know, I think it really is a lot about people being obsessed with staying young. And, you know, I think if it's something that makes you feel better, if you're not necessarily doing it for someone else and you're doing it for yourself, maybe there's no harm in it, but, you know, who knows?
I think it's weird. This is Chris Lamb. I think it's weird when it comes to black people because you have, let's be honest, you have white folk who do it to, like I say, to be younger. Like my mother-in-law, we had a graduation for our son, and she told me that somebody came up to her and was like, oh, so is your son graduating? She's like, no, that's my grandson. She's like, well, he looks just like you. And, you know, we have that black don't crack. But then we have the, you know, white folk want to get the big lips, which we already have. But then you have the opposite where black people don't like having black features. And you can go to the Jacksons where basically all of them was like, well, my nose is too big, I don't like it, so let me just cut it down. I still remember growing up on Digital Underground with no nose job. And, you know, it's like basically calling people out like, you know, like, why are you getting a nose job? Like, now you got a nose job. Now this little girl basically is like, I don't like my nose. And I see her. I can go get it. And, you know, American society where they're telling now, you know, you got a high school women who are getting money to go get plastic surgery as a graduation gift.
Yeah, I think I was either with you, baby, or I was with Tash. I was in Santa Monica at Cha 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 Chicken, and a woman who was there from, it was Tash. We were,
It was Tash,
who is not here. And she was flipping through like a LA Weekly, and I feel like she was from New York or somewhere, and she was like, what's up with LA? Why are there so many plastic surgery ads in the paper? Like, in my city, you don't open up a paper and see, like, lunchtime liposuction and ads for stuff like that. She's like, you guys are obsessed with trying to look good. I've never seen anything like that before. And it's so funny. For me, yeah, like, for me, it I guess because we're so accustomed to seeing it, it wasn't like, oh, wow. But then I had to think about it. Like, yeah, this is really starting to be a big thing. Like, it's regular ads. And, like, now, of course, the thing is weight loss, the let your new life begin, those ads. I think
call 1-800-GET-THIN.
I had a coworker tell me she was driving from work to home, and she lives in Long Beach. I think it was, like, maybe a 6 or 7 mile stretch, and she counted 17 of those ads on the freeway. You know, so it's like they're just trying to get everybody's mind thinking that who you are right now is just not enough and needs some level of enhancement one way or another.
I mean, advertising and telling people that they aren't good enough is one thing, and then surgery, elective plastic surgery, is another. Yes, there's always a confidence issue, but any plastic surgeon will tell you, when done in moderation, not if you're like a plastic surgery junkie, right, but when done in moderation, the intent of plastic surgery is to be a confident boost. So, like, if you've always had, and you might not even be fat, but if you've always had a double chin, and there's men who've had double chins, and they're like, it's just one thing about their body that they never liked. And so men will go in and get that double chin removed. That said, I categorize it in the form of vanity. And whether you just want that perfect smile, and you have a beautiful gap, and you're just like, I'm going to get these braces because I don't want to have a gap, and you can't appreciate your beauty the way it is, it's vanity. And for me, it's like a person who gets braces and a person who decides, whether it's out of sickness or not, that they want to, you know, file down their nose, just go ahead and let them do their thing. But those who are proud of their gap, those who are proud like I am, those who are proud of whatever they have, they need to rock it. You know, and they can't really be like, well, why are you doing this? Because it just seems like you're no, I mean, when you confront somebody else on why
they haven't changed themselves.
Yeah, or why they have changed themselves even. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you must be insecure. It just makes you look like, not petty, but it makes you look like you need them to agree with you, when the fact is your life is the shining example of what beauty is.
Let me chime in real quick. This is Inglewood Triz. I want to go back to one of the points that Nabil made earlier as far as being in Hollywood and doing it for a check, or doing it to, you know, you get paid basically to enhance yourself and you know, you can make more money.
That was Aisky.
That was you? Yeah, I'm sorry, DJ Aisky. You know, you go to, you know, you're an actor, you're an actress, or you're, you know, whatever, and you do it because, you know, it's going to yield you more roles or yield you more more opportunities to make money, right, so forth and so on. So you look at it as like an investment into yourself. One situation I think along those lines that has went terribly awry is Vivica Fox. If you look at, like, real talk, if you look at Vivica Fox when she was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, way, way back, she was too picked thin. Then she went and got some little work, this, that, and the third, and she got to a point where it was like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? It was her little set it off days. She was straight. But if you Independence Day, she was straight. But if you look at her now, She young Joan Rivers in training. And it's not cool.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you, people are going overboard with it. Like just like anything you do in moderation can be accepted. Once you start going overboard with it, where you start transforming yourself to where you don't even look like your original self no more, it's a problem. And for me, I think it's becoming a problem because people are looking at it like a way out of being who you are. You don't got to be yourself no more. If you got money, you got this, that, and the third, you can just go head on and just be like, you know what? I don't like the Triz that I am. I'm about to be a new Triz. I'm about to do all of this. And you know what I'm saying?
It goes from being a fad to an addiction.
Yeah, right. It becomes dangerously... You know, it's dangerous to some people because some people don't have self-control to say, all right, my nose is big. I want to clip my nose. Like, KRS-One is rocking his shit to this day. If anybody needed a nose job, it probably would have been him. And if he can rock with it, you can rock with it.
You get into a certain position, you know, within Hollywood, like, you almost become a different person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen the makeup artists, like, literally turn, like, a person, like, literally, and you really have to give up to the makeup artists because that is a huge job. Like, you turn a bird into the Mona Lisa, it's like, or a frog into the Mona Lisa, that's some serious business. But then when you got the money and the budget, you know what I'm saying, not even the money, the budget to go and flip yourself into a different person.
But what you're talking about as far as makeup artists, you talk about something temporary. When we talk about Nip Tuck, we talking about a permanent.
It's still teetering.
And let me just say this real quick, gentlemen. The new thing too that makes this more palpable for everybody is that you don't have to have money anymore. They've made it where now it's affordable.
Yeah,
you can finance it. You know, it used to be only the rich.
It's under your insurance now for the lap band.
Right.
You got the right PPO. Hey, and come get it sliced off.
It's not even just Hollywood too that you're saying that that's
it's prevalent.
Pushing it. You know, I mean, it's the hood. I mean, even like a music video. Somebody wants to have a booty like a video. You know,
you
one of the chicks.
One.
Yeah, you know. And me, this is Tommy. I have a sister-in-law who had fat removed from her midsection and then placed in her butt.
Crucial.
Because she wanted to have a big ass.
Did it work?
Now, me, personally, I'm not looking at my sister-in-law, but to me, I thought she was fine the way she was. You know, but obviously, she did. Yeah, it worked. You know, but to answer your question, but the reason why I'm bringing it up is because now my wife is like, you know, maybe I should do that, and I'm like, that's not the woman that.
Well, that's where I kind of wanted to go.
That I feel, you know,
we're talking about this as though it's a Hollywood thing or an American thing, but I happen to know that there's several South American countries where the government subsidizes plastic surgery. And the whole concept is that if people look good, they feel good. And if they feel good, they can be more productive and contribute to society. I don't know how true that is because Colombia, you know, they're still on the map for being one of the most notorious drug producing countries in the nation. But I want to ask the question of men, especially men who are married or have women. I'm Darius Gray, by the way. And the question really isn't to the men, it's to the women. Women, would you make changes to your body by way of plastic surgery at the request of your male significant other or husband?
No.
No.
Okay. As a man, I don't think that's a request that I would ever even make.
Some men do, though.
My
no, but it's real.
And I know the person's husband asked them to, and they did.
I would say this, though. I think if we're all just a little honest with ourselves, there's something, whether it's out of sickness, whether it's out of some like pathology, or whether it's out of just, you know, a desire to be in the most prime physical condition, there's something, if given the option, and also if it could be secret, that we would do and that no one would know about. I think that a lot of us would take that option. And given our understanding for how we feel about ourselves, if we could do that little something, take a magic pill, we should probably try to be a little more understanding of those who are like, fuck it, and be bold about it. Like, I'm going to go ahead and do this.
I said I would if I wasn't scared.
That's real. Everybody here has said that.
I want to get back into this question to the woman. Everyone was so quick to say no, but I'm saying I should be asking of those who are married and you're in a relationship. Say if the case came about where your relationship became threatened. You know, no, but these are issues, and I know personally of them. You know that the wife was a certain way; she had a certain appearance prior to having kids, and after that, she doesn't have the time, energy, or money to maintain. Husband gets tired; he goes out and starts banging other women. You know, and he's made the subtle suggestion, you know, to the wife two or three times. You know, and at some point, he just says, "Screw it." Well, he's been saying I pay for it. You know, money's not the issue. The issue is the woman saying I'm not going to do it. Right. You know, and so that's the real.
Okay, this is Mrs. CEO. Question. So if the man in the relationship gets, you know, out of shape, you know, maybe he came into the relationship with a six-pack and, you know, all these biceps and stuff, you know, would... Like, you know, how would that, if the wife asks him, like, to do that, you know, like, I honestly, just no, like, absolutely,
you're,
like.
You're answering my question with a question. You're not really answering.
Well, no, I'm going to answer your question. But my answer to your question is still no, like, flat out no, because we're in a relationship. We understand that things happen. We grow. I'm having your children. Of course, I'm not going to look like I looked when I was 20. You know, maybe we can make suggestions of let's go to the gym together, but you're going to tell me to go get myself cut? No, that's just not going to happen. If I'm not comfortable with that, no. And I think it would be very offensive because you're telling me that because I don't look the way that I used to look and not that I'm not the same person, I'm the same person. I may be a little bit bigger because I've had a child or two, but I'm definitely still probably the same person. Maybe if I'm not the same person, if my personality changes as well, those are other things. But if it's all going to be on physicalities, why are we married anyway?
Yeah, it's a shallow request. And I think what's jacked up, too, is one of the double standards of this society. Women are held to a very high standard of maintaining a certain level of beauty. And men aren't. Men can get fat, sloppy, get, you know, beer bellies and don't work out and lose their hair. And that, I know y'all can't help, but it's one of those things that it's like, that's okay. But a woman is supposed to look 21 forever. So it's a very shallow request. And for a dude to actually go to the point of where he's willing to pay for it, nigga, are you serious? Like, that would be a serious situation.
I'm
going to
tell you, she did preface. I'm going to tell you what's even crazier. I'm going to tell you what's even crazier. This is Ace Key, DJ Ace Key speaking up. Right now, like, sadly, there are a significant amount, a number of women that will actually go and do it.
Yes.
You know, especially if the guy has the money to sit and put, you know, he's prominent, whatever the case may be. I know of people that have actually done it because they want to keep their man or whatever the case. Now, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, with guys, I hate to say it, it's like, yeah, we can get that beer belly. We can get that. I mean, I didn't write the rules, but I like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, me personally.
Eating good.
You know what I mean? Like, but I used to tell my, my ex or whatever, like, hey, look, you know, she'd be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got concerns. I said, well, look, baby, why don't we both go together and jog, exercise together? Whatever, you know, or she'd be like, yo, I want to try, like, you know, a dry foods diet or whatever. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it too. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to ride, like,
support.
You know what I'm saying? Huh? I did it. I followed up. We're not. That's why I rock with Darius, man. But that's real.
Right.
But there are.
Work out with you and eat with you and diet with you. No.
I think the one thing that's funny with human beings in general is for those people who are that obsessed to be, I guess, quote unquote, perfect, the thing that makes human beings beautiful is the flaws. It's like it's like with the music. When artists with live music and you have your mistakes live, that's what makes it beautiful. I mean, then it's like, hey, there's this girl who somebody is flawed a little bit, but I'm digging her because she's not perfect.
Right.
Or ass
Right. But again, it's, I think in this day and age, it's that obsession. I would never buy a James Brown record if he had proper English. It just would not work. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, like sometimes you need Aretha to say yes or am. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to come off a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you say yes, I am, it's like, no. You know what I mean? Like, it's like there's such things as the perfect imperfections. Yes,
and yeah. I have one other thing that to ask when you guys are mentioning the, this is Mrs. CEO again, but when you're mentioning the females or the women in the relationships that would jump on the opportunity to go get the plastic surgery, I wonder, did they want to do that even before he asked? Mm-hmm. You
then
know,
that's a different conversation.
That's a different thing.
That's
so,
on her.
I asked Darius off mic. I said, how many of them got the surgery and then left the dude? Because now I'm fine.
now I'm
no, that's gangster. If she leaves the dude.
This is Inglewood Trips once again. Like I said, I think it goes back to anything you do in life. There's a limit. There's a line that you can stay behind, and there's a line that you can cross over. And I just think that in this day and age, that line is moving so far back that it's just so easy to cross over that it some people think that it's okay because you crossing the line. It just because, okay, you just getting, you know what I'm saying, a breast lift. The breast lift may lead to the breast implant. The breast implant may lead to the ass implant. The ass implant may lead to the facelift. You know what I'm saying? Because it... obviously, it's something like it's something like of an addiction, because I don't know anybody that's famous or anybody that so-called had any of these procedures that's only stopped at one, mm-hmm. or that has only just like, I'm just going to just do this, right? Because this is the problem area. You make it through that and you say, oh, it wasn't that bad. One thing can lead to another. It's almost like getting a tattoo. Like, everybody you know with tattoos, how many people you know with one tattoo? Just one. Anybody know anybody with one tattoo?
Me, so far.
Somebody just raised their hand
behind you. You got one tattoo?
Me.
When's your appointment for the next one?
In 2 weeks.
I'm just saying, like, a lot of people, like, you get one tattoo, then you get the next one. I ain't gonna lie, I got two. You know what I'm saying? But I got two. You know what I'm saying? I have one, I got another one. I know people that they get one tattoo, they get another one, they get another one. It's just like, look at Joan Rivers. She got a TV show. You look at her face, you don't know what she's going through, because you can't even tell her facial expression.
What were you saying, Tommy?
No, I was going to say, how does all that stuff look when you get older? I mean, with the breast implants and... Damn. And it's still
how do you
up
keep
here
up?
And everything else is
right.
You know,
like,
you know, I kind of think of stuff like that. I mean, like Joan Rivers. That's
like they said in sports, Father Time is undefeated. It don't matter what you do. Sooner or later, he's going to get the W. And then what you going to look like?
Yeah,
what you gonna look like for real?
My one thing with Darcy's question about, you know, spouses asking their spouse to get under the knife. My always concern with the knife is there is no 100% guarantee that person, once they go into the knife, they're going to come back.
Right.
And we've
right,
seen it right. with, unfortunately, with Kanye's mom and other people that I'm nervous. And I've seen on TV brothers that are like, well, their spouse wants to get under the knife. And they're like, no. I was like, how the fuck I know you're going to come back? You may not come back at all. Yeah. On some, well, the doctor made a mistake, or, you know, you got a heart attack or
we
something.
We also don't know if the surgery will work out to the way you want it to.
Right.
The end result may not be what you want it to be.
Right.
And this is what you wanted.
Because that could lead to further surgeries to try to fix
exactly.
the mistake. And that's back to my original point about electing to have surgery. Surgery is so dangerous.
Right.
Having
very
that
dangerous.
Level of anesthesia where you are being put to sleep is very, very dangerous. And not knowing what's going on in your system at that time, you don't know if you're going to wake up from it. So it's one of those things where it's like, if you have the choice to not be under the knife, then you don't have to, you know, you don't have to do it. If you loving you, somebody else is gonna love you just as you are. No enhancements necessary.
Yeah, my wife and I were just having this conversation, this Tommy, like two weeks ago, because she's actually seriously looking into getting a tummy tuck, or mm-hmm. because of after having kids.
Having the babies.
You know, to me, her stomach looks fine, but, you know, with the stretch marks and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, okay, if they do that, you know, what's going to happen, like, with your belly button? Oh, they have to reconstruct it. I'm like, well, what is the reconstructed belly button going to look like? You know, because it's like, I like you for you. I don't want to see, right, like, a fake belly button that's, like, right.
Do they, you know, do they erase the stretch marks?
I don't know.
I'm saying, like, I have no idea. I mean, what does it do? Like, what does it do?
Okay, have you guys heard of these other procedures that are not, like, non-invasive and where you can...
They do it from outside.
Yeah, and so, I know, nip and tuck, everybody's kind of, you know, going in, and but I'm a person who, I don't like needles. This is Miss CEO, by the way, sorry. So I don't like needles. So anytime I hear, like, about, you know, I can lay down and you can get some gel and the little thing that's going to zap fat away, you know, like, I'm like, sold, and you know, that kind of stuff, you know, I don't know, like, of course there's no, you don't really know those long-term effects because this stuff is relatively new. Mm-hmm. But you know, like, people are like, well, you're not cutting, so it's not as bad, but is it, you know, like, if it really works, like, you know, it can still be addictive, you know, and you can still maybe go too far and maybe zap some stuff that you're not supposed to zap, kind of thing. But you know, I don't know.
Because yeah, then it's like, where does it, if it's taking it away, but they're not taking it out, then where does it go? I guess, right, it's one of those things we'd have to wait to see. So you peeing it out or that kind,
like,
of thing.
Like you said, did y'all see that thing that Lisa Rae did? Like, she, like, lay down on the table and, like, they put, like, a whole bunch of, like, suction cups on her. Mm-mm. It's like, it ain't surgery. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't acupuncture. It's, I don't know, but it's like, like, she had like 150 like test tube suctions all on her. I don't know. They just suck it to make it just to make it tight, or I don't know what they. But they showed it on her little reality show. She was laying on the bed, and they put like all these little glass tubes on her. All she had on was like a bikini, and like, you know, lay down, and it's just like, you know, it just bring it all in. I don't know what the purpose of it was, but I witnessed it. So I saw it. I was like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like, what does that do? Like she said, like, it's not cutting, it's not surgery, but it's an enhancement of some sort. And like you say, where does it go? If they ain't cutting it and taking it out, what is it doing? Somewhere. Will it eventually just, like, give up and be like, oh, I'm going back to where I was at? Or, you know what I mean? Like, what does it do?
And, you know, it's so crazy. It's interesting to me that so many of the conversations we've had tonight that have dealt with the aesthetic, it really centers on women. Men are never held to these standards. I've heard of men getting, like, jaw implants because they want that more prominent jaw or the more defined chiseled joint or the hair plug piece. And then, of course, it's always, like, the penis enlargement.
But honestly, there's
ads,
nothing worse than the old man who you can tell has had surgery. And like, yeah, or has like that, yeah, shoe polish in his hair. And because, you know, for some reason, men are supposed to age with like grace. Dignified, great, yeah, grace, you know, and like, and women are too, honestly. Right. But when I see an old guy, sometimes I was out surfing and I saw this old guy who had like his face was stretched and I would say he was 70. And me and my surf homie, we were looking at him. We're like, he just went out. Like, he can't even be called a man now because he just looks so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. It is centered on women, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's a double standard.
As always, man.
Y'all got y'all's too.
You said what?
Y'all got y'all double standard too.
What? What's some of the double standards that follow?
Well, like the whole idea that the male is supposed to be the provider, and women are never thrust into that position. Like,
some of you guys, I mean, take it up, not but by not, yeah, not
you
by society.
Do it, but I'm just saying, society doesn't believe that.
So is it, you like know, a trade off?
Not a trade off, but it's still another standard that it, there are things that men have to live up to, just as you think there are things that women have to live up to.
I mean, why are women?
And not the same, not along the same lines, but it's still things out there.
Good point, man. Good point.
Absolutely, because if we don't, yeah, definitely. If you're married or you're in a relationship and you don't pay the bills as a woman, no one's gonna call you a deadbeat wife. But
true.
If your husband's right. not, so I love being a lady. I don't care. I love the skirts.
Or also the fact that in a situation of peril, the man is like, it's our job to protect you and put our life in danger first before you. But if we were like really equals, you know, it'd be like, oh yeah, baby, you
catch that fade. Catch that fade. What Kevin Hart say?
Oh my God. Thank you so much for joining us on this one. And please tune in to the next Black Ears 15-minute break. Y'all are crazy.